Hello and welcome, Joshua, to Experience Share. My name, top
of the episode.
Let me start over.
Yeah.
The top of the episode to ye, Josh, and welcome to
Tana.
Experience Share. It's a Pokemon podcast starring me, Tanor Grimm.
More Grimm.
Yeah. AKA Tanor Greenring, and I'm joined as always by my co-host, Galarian Ponytosh.
Galarian Ponyta.
Oh! I mean, no fucking, like, surprise, you know?
Yeah.
But what a cutie. Even Miles was like, whoa. He was watching me play, and he was like, what is that?
That
yeah, tell me
it.
About it, bud.
I mean, I didn't get to see them because I don't
say that.
I don't get one.
Oh, you don't get it?
No.
Oh, Josh, it's so cute.
I think my equivalent is fucking, I got Swirlix is what I get instead. Oh. Can you believe that?
Brutal. Isn't there like, is there something different about whatever Swirlix evolves into, the little pudding cup?
Yeah. Slurpuff.
I like Slurpuff.
Except
but
the issue is that...
Is there a variant here?
It's not a new Mon. I mean, I
know, is that what I'm saying? Is there like a variant?
What's my Galarian thing that I get? It's not here. It must be somewhere else. In any
yeah,
case.
Yeah, Mike, it should be Morgrim, but I had those. I mean, not Morgrim. Impidimp.
In any case, though, I mean, maybe it's that I have Sirfetch'd, which is probably the best one. And that you get Galarian Rapidash, which is also the best one.
Oh, yeah. There was someone else you got that I don't.
I feel like I never really addressed why we went through all that work to get you a Farfetch'd, and then you haven't actually done anything with that.
Yeah, I did.
You're already,
he was on my team
but you're
for like
done
two episodes.
It. And you're just
well,
done
I
with
evolved
it.
Appleton. He was like a pinch hitter until Appleton could come in.
It just feels like a lot of work.
Well, I'm sorry. What, do you want me to like compensate you? He was a heavy hitter on the team for like two episodes.
Okay.
God, show a little, like, put
it's
a little
guest
respect
star.
On his name.
Guest star.
The Green Monster.
Yeah.
Named after a sports thing.
That's right, and you told me about that sports
resonates
thing.
Resonates well.
I forgot.
Well, now we have an Appleton named after the movie Good Will Hunting, which I'm sure is huge with our audience.
Yeah, they're all Will Hunting heads.
Let's do some fucking housekeeping, even though I'm already angry about it.
I think that there's
just from glancing at the notes.
I think there's a lot for you to be upset about in the housekeeping.
You know what? When it rains, it fucking pours. Because wait until you get to my like independent notes, independent of what you've been up to.
Oh, what'd you
wait till you
up
hear about
new,
who was dethroned this week?
What'd you start a new competition that I don't know about that you're just going to be winning? Because I'll
no,
tell you one
I,
thing. I think that I'm going to be winning all the existing fucking competitions in a couple of minutes. So should we talk about the Rotom circuit?
Yes.
Really, though, the bug catchers are the winners because we really want them to be the participants of this. But of course,
yeah, submit your scores.
Of course, we have to compete for the bug catchers. If you did this route and you submitted
I'm
your
so
proof of your
this.
Scores,
I thought I did so good, Joshua. I was
and
like
your total. We
sailing
will send you stickers.
Out there on the wind, you know, like just yeah. hitting my A's perfectly, hitting those like. Those boost bubbles, those boost balloons, and like then using that boost to move your thumb over to the right stick so you can like see where the next balloons are coming.
Uh-huh.
I just have this down to a fucking art, you know? It's like F1. It's like a pit stop in F1. Like it takes like 2 seconds. I'm just like, I can see through time when I'm doing this.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, I am just cruising. I should admit, both Josh and I forgot to do it.
Yeah.
Until just before
in
we
fact,
started recording.
And you invented it, and then you only remembered to do it after I said, oh, I need another half hour because I didn't do that at all. And then you were like, oh, shit, I didn't do that either.
So we both got like one shot.
I did one shot. I only had, well, and I didn't realize that I had to go to that place to unlock it as a place.
It was a circle around the whole
Well,
first
yeah, I went, but I did
area.
A circle and I thought I just had to have visited the area, but I didn't know that I had to also engage with
landmark.
The rally holders.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I guess I'll go first. I'm not going to list off a bunch of numbers to you, but. I went meetup spot to Dapple Grove to East Lake X Well to Giant Seat and then back up to meetup spot.
Yeah.
And those four routes added up to what I thought was, honestly, Joshua, I'm blown away. What I thought was an incredibly impressive 52,766. I was like, oh, way is he touching that. I don't even think he's going to get 50,000.
Please. Don't you remember me in Mantine Surf where you thought you had that and then I just came out and blew you out of the water at the end?
I forget how competitive you are, you know?
I love a late game rally. That's my thing. I want you to get in, lured into a false sense of superiority, and then I come out of nowhere and just destroy you.
Oh, I'm so angry about this.
I did meetup spot to Dappled Grove to East Lake Axwell to Giant Seat to meetup spot, and I got 54,125. A clean.
It's not even close.
Big clean number.
It's like not even close. You like blew me out by like 2,000 points.
It's like 1,500, but yeah. It's not close because a lot of them are when you have run, because I have previously done meetup spot to like East Lake Axwell to meetup spot multiple times and that kind of thing. And you are often fighting over 100 or 200 points. So,
yeah, that's
a cumulative 1500 is pretty devastating, I would say. But, you know, we're just this competition's just getting started, Tanner. Maybe you can have your own late game rally. But it looks like I'm the Rotom Circuit.
Is there any other business, anything else you need to cover while we're doing housekeeping?
Yeah, well, while I was going out to that Dappled Grove, I saw a big, full tree full of berries. A robust tree. And I went up and shook it. And honestly, I feel like maybe I could have kept going, but I didn't want to push it any more than I did because I also believe that I maybe hit the new berry shaker record. And I have 16 berries to come out of a tree now.
It's certainly higher than me. I think I'm at like either 13 or 14. I have to.
And I of course have caps of the receipts for all of these numbers.
Yeah, you put them in our notes. I mean, it could be shopped. I guess. Yeah. Oh, you know what?
I barely shop.
I'm not sure.
Anything.
I believe that this is. You're savvy. You're like a creative. You know.
You know.
How am I supposed to believe that you didn't shop this?
You could take those screenshots.
I could shop this,
and you can just zoom all the way in, and you can look for all the pixelated.
Get someone to like
distillation or whatever.
I'm not paying for it.
Go in there and like zoom in
your
and just
record
find
on
those
the line.
Pixels. If you think it's fake, it's not.
You're doping. That guy explains the Rotom Rally and the shaking, how you suddenly have this like,
anything,
great
I think,
athletic ability.
I think your bike was more upgraded than mine,
my
too.
My bike is fucking
Didn't
great.
You max
Don't
it?
Fucking, yeah, it's maxed out.
Come
God,
on.
You didn't do that on a maxed out bike?
No.
Outrageous.
I don't think so. I have the 3,000 watt upgrade. Isn't there one after that?
I don't remember.
It's just, it's
Joshua,
tiny
one
technique,
more thing.
And you got to be smart about when you clip the grass when you know there's no Mon in there. And then you hit one of those white balloons.
One last thing, Joshua, just while we're in housekeeping, is I acquired a new Pokemon this week, and we'll discuss it a little bit later. But one of the things I had to do for this new Pokemon was impress it.
Some sort of cheat situation? Okay.
And the one way I could think to impress this Pokemon most was to keep cooking it, dishes, in my campsite.
Not
and the Curry King was dethroned this week because he made a dish so gross that no one in the crowd liked it. When he ate it, it did stink lines behind him. He still wolfed it down. He was just like, yum, yum, yum.
Take what he can get.
I put it down in Bologna.
Bologna.
Bologna. You can go ahead and take a read of that dish title.
Sour boiled egg curry.
Sour boiled egg curry, yeah. It was not a hit.
Yeah, that looks gross. It's not even clear, like,
date
what's
going
to be in that egg. I mean, that has to be the big problem. There's something
that
real.
That is a huge egg. That's a chancy egg.
Yeah, but if it were any good, I guess it would be soft boiled, huh?
Imagine if that was soft boiled, dipping your egg into that, and it just, like, a gallon of, like, wet, hot egg yolk comes, like, splashing
chancy.
Out. We'll share the photo. It's a huge egg.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess it's like fucking like I get knocked down, but I get up again.
Well, we'll see.
You're never going to keep me down.
But it's looking good for old Joshy this week.
Yeah. Well, good luck.
Well, we are going to battle
the throne
now that we figured that out. So.
Oh, I know. And I was like, when I came into the fucking notes doc to drop my notes in and I saw your levels, I was like, oh I'm going to crush this guy. And then you updated your levels and we're like pretty close.
They're basically the same, although you have the highest level one. The mystery Pokemon is the highest level.
It's not really a threat. Still on side, isn't it?
Still on side. Very strange side.
Oh, yeah. We watch someone get fired. It's, like, really awkward.
We go look at some terrible primitive art. And then we watch it.
All primitive art in this area is terrible.
And then we see it get destroyed. And then we see somebody get canned.
So there's this big, like, honestly, it's like a chalk drawing on the side of a mountain.
Well, that's what I said, too. I mean, my comment when I saw this was, you go to the west side of Stolensod, and
you're so bad at it.
I think I'm making it worse. I'm making it worse because now I think it's funny to do it even more poorly because there's no way I'm going to do it well.
Yeah, right.
So that's my defense mechanism. And it is this like chalk drawing on the side of a cliff. And there's a little kid there with his dad or whatever to check it out. And the kid's like, oh, I love the mural. Because after it gets destroyed, you see statues that we'll talk about. But after it gets destroyed, the kid's like, I like the mural better than the statues. And it's probably because this fucking kid is the one who drew it. Because it looked like a child's painting.
Yeah, and it's Batty, and he's up here with Chairman Rose's copper jaw.
Copper Raja.
Yeah,
say it like that and it's fun. Copper Raja.
I don't like it.
I didn't either. I think it's a cool concept, except it doesn't actually look like it's steel at all. And
it doesn't look like a Pokemon, you know?
Yeah.
It just sort of, it's like another one of those ones that's like, it looks like, you know, a interesting cartoon character from another thing, but it doesn't look like a Pokemon.
Yeah, you know what? That's right.
It's like kind of cool. It's got like a big clobber, like hammer trunk, right?
It's cool that it's like it's got like a digger. Like this could be part of Smith's Industries, except still really want to get involved.
Batty's up here with Chairman Roses, and he is walloping this mural.
Yeah, just
and eventually
bulldozing it with the Caparaja.
Yeah, crushes it. But it turns out that there was an even more important landmark behind it, a statue of, well, it was like, oddly, it was like four statues. Because in the far back is two standing figures of the two princes from the...
The Spin Doctors?
From the tapestries back in Hammerlock.
They were not kissing this time.
Brothers. and... Before them is two wolves, one holding
two,
a shield.
Two
one
wolves stand
sword.
Before the two princes.
Two wolves.
Yeah,
wow.
Stand
powerful.
Before the princes. Yeah.
God, we should get that tattooed on ourselves. Two wolves standing before two princes. That's us.
Yeah.
You're into it, I can tell.
I think so. Yeah, I'm thinking about it.
And then we have to talk a little bit more about the lore. Like you and Sonya do a little like history sleuthing. She like makes you answer some prompts. I don't think it matters if you answer correctly or not.
And I do not recall if I did.
But then we're off.
Yeah,
we're out of here.
History major does not recall. Yeah.
We're into Glimwood Tangle, sort of a psychedelic forest.
Yeah.
Takes us to our next destination.
Again, in
Balonlea. What is it called?
Balanea?
Balanea.
I don't know. I mean, how would we know? But.
Yeah, put voice actors in these games. What are you, too cheap to pay them, Pokemon Company? Is that what's going on?
That's how you can get us to stop pronouncing things wrong.
Yeah.
Although I think we did a good job with Caparaja.
I guess we could watch the anime.
When I was looking up some of its stats, Caparaja is presumably based on Britain's use of captive elephants as working animals. And then they give it a name that sounds very similar to the Raj. And it is an Indian elephant is what it's based on. So it's pushing it.
The whole thing feels a little icky, huh?
That's pushing it right up against the limit, I would say, yeah. But Glimwood Tangle, on the OLED at least, this is the coolest set piece.
Oh,
so
yeah,
far.
It's great.
I did finally throw this game on the big screen.
Plays fine up there.
Yeah, but it really does not hold up.
Some of the Pokemon
substantially
models are
better. I will only play it handheld. With the OLED one, at least. It looks so much better. It just needs to be compact on a nicer screen.
That's the way Pokemon's meant to be anyway.
Yeah, you know? I'm still not really trained out of it. We'll see by Scarlet Violet, I guess. But I really like this tile set, and I liked the vibe. Are there some freaks
you
in
like
here?
The vibe. Oh, this place is fucking filled with freaks. Well, first of all, this is where Galarian Ponyta
Freak
is.
City.
Beautiful. Like a beacon in this dark, shroom-fueled nightmare. That is this Glimwood Tangle. Popping around is Impidimp, obviously.
Well.
You're wondering, is Impidimp viable? I don't think so.
No, I don't. You can't shove that into a New England narrative somehow.
Like what's it turn into? Like a big green gremlin?
Oh, because that's set in Boston, isn't it? Gremlins?
Is it?
Is it? I should know that. I'm a big Gremlins head.
Doesn't sound like it. I looked up the background to see if I could get any juice off of this thing, see if I could make it into a New England thing. But it's based on the Boggart, which is an English monster that turned into the boogeyman.
It's unclear, because it just takes place outside
facty.
Of a...
That was a great facty.
Wait, do that again? I'm going to just cut
by.
That Gremlins thing.
I don't think Gremlins takes place in...
it's set... I mean, the main set piece is Chinatown, and I don't think
it's got to be San Francisco.
I think it's San Francisco when I am picturing it again, yeah. Except they have, like, a real winter... I don't know. Whatever. It's a timeless film, and it doesn't need to even take place in a place, you know? Because it...
It needs to take place in a place with a Chinatown.
Just Chinatown, yeah. What do you have
facty.
To say about
I have a facty about Impey Dimp. Because I was looking him up. I was like, is this guy viable? Maybe I can find something in his lore.
Well, I kind of wanted to talk about Impey Dimp in general, yeah.
Well, let me tell you what he's based on.
Okay.
The Boggart, which is an English legend, like a monster.
Yeah, Boggart.
Monster of legend that the boogeyman evolved from.
Yeah, I remember.
You learn something new every day from these fine volunteers at Bulbapedia, who we don't thank enough.
There was some children's book was, I think it was just The Boggart, that I loved
Ruffalo?
Growing up. Yeah, The Boggart.
And it was about this
by Susan Cooper.
Boogeyman?
Yeah, it's like this family who inherits a castle in Scotland somehow.
Oh, yeah.
And the castle comes with...
That movie Castle Freak.
And the castle comes with a boggart. But I like
cool.
that. I mean, the reference is
What
good.
Do you have to say about the line?
Well,
Impey Dimp.
I was feeling
more
Impey
grim.
Dimp and more
third
grim.
Third one.
But then when I got to the third one, Grimmsnarl, I thought it looked pretty cool. And then I was looking up its stats and I came across its Pokedex entries. And now I have to do a Pokechex yourself.
You know what it looks like? It also doesn't look like a... Sorry to interrupt. I'll let you do your Pokéjax yourself in a second. It also doesn't look like a Pokemon. It looks like an Adventure Time character. Do you remember that, like, cartoon Adventure Time?
Yeah, I mean, the illustration does, but I think that its actual sprite fits in.
Hachimachi, look at this Gigantamax. Anyway.
Well, that's where the Pokéjax yourself comes in, because I learned a couple of things. The hair, namely that what looks like maybe all muscles is actually its hair.
Oh, it's like Bayonetta.
That's wrapped all around it.
Yeah.
And the hairs work like muscle fibers.
Cool.
And they can unfurl and latch onto opponents like tentacles. And
it's exactly like Bayonetta.
When it is Gigantamax form and it causes more
tight mom
hair
jeans?
To sprout all over its body, the added strength can allow it to jump over the world's tallest building.
Jesus.
I refuse to believe that
what
there can be
Pokemon.
Curls that could be powerful enough to propel a
134-pound
Pokemon over what? What is it? Is it still Burj Dubai? Is that still the tallest building?
I think so. Must be. That thing's a monster. You're going to have to play the Bayonetta games, Joshua. I don't know if you'd like them. They're sort of frenetic.
No, I don't like the aesthetic. I'm not playing.
I will say, fully voice acted on the Nintendo Switch.
So they, once again, we can confirm that they have the technology to do that.
I ran into a guy in here, Joshua, Glimwood Tangle.
Uh-huh.
Cook Derek. He's my trainer danger. He looks like a maniac, and if you talk to him, he insists that you call him a Pokemon. And he's like, yeah, just say I'm a Pokemon. He says, if you think about it, there's no problem with calling me a Pokemon. I don't mind. It was like I think you should leave sketch. Like, he's just trying to convince me that he's a Pokemon. And
because
you fight him.
He's like... Eats like a Pokemon, or he's just on a bunch of drugs, or both?
Well, you fight him, and he's got three Pokemon. Sinistee, Milcry, what's it called? Milcry?
Milcery? Yeah.
Milcery and Shinotic. So he's just out here, like, drinking tea and eating mushrooms.
I mean, he's fucking twisted. Just
I like him.
Totally shot. Didn't you just give him a trainer danger?
I know, but like he's sort of on his own journey, you know? And there's something to respect about that, you know?
If anything, he should have a chaperone. Like, I don't... Danger is not right. Like, you should have been helping him out.
I fought him. You think that helped?
I would think that would probably freak him out.
I guess, anything else you want to say about Glimwood Tangle before we delve into the little village that has popped up amongst the mushrooms?
No, I don't think so.
All right, well, let's come back after this break and talk about what we did in...
Bologna. I mean, it would be Bologna. Yeah, Bologna.
Bologna.
How would they say it? Bologna. No, they'd like cut out a bunch of the letters.
We'll be right back.
Bologna.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back, Joshua. Welcome back, bug catchers. Try it again. Sorry, I stepped on it. Josh is going to try something on. I'm going to give him a little space here.
Cheerio.
God, it, like...
Cheerio?
No, it's bad. Like you killed it.
Cheerio.
Joshua, how do I say this delicately?
You did some cheating this week?
I hate Chinchino.
Yeah.
I hate it.
We covered it. That.
Absolutely hate the thing. Cinchino. Couldn't stomach it. Any Cinchino. Cinchino?
It's the Italian Pokemon. I don't know. Cinchino.
I hated it. Nothing against the Italian people.
That's a good caveat.
But I hate your Pokemon. I couldn't get a handle on it at all. I couldn't figure it out. And I was trying
to just... Tanner, the thing is that I think it's just bad. I think it's maybe bad.
I was thinking about, like, Vermont, you know? Vermont is such like a it's such a problem for me, but it does deserve better than Chinchino.
Yeah, I'll agree with that.
Started thinking about sort of the roots of Vermont, like how it got its name, how it got its start. You know anything about the history of Vermont, Joshua? You know why it's called Vermont?
I know that it was French Green Mountain. Yeah, I mentioned that.
You know what the French were doing in Vermont?
I don't know. I wanted them
trapping.
I like them off my continent.
Right, trapping.
Yeah.
Furriers, that kind of stuff. You know what kind of things they were trapping?
Beavers?
Beavers, rabbits, hares, like deer. Anything with a very attractive pelt, right?
Yeah.
So that got me thinking. I was like, well, that's like, you know, I want to honor the great, like, history of this great state of Vermont.
That's good.
I want to find something that sort of, like, honors the tradition of, like, trapping and furriers here. Something with an especially attractive pelt.
Oh no!
And then I recalled
furrier affinity.
I had an Instagram message waiting for me from the beginning of the season, sort of on hold, circling the airport, waiting to land. From our friend bug catcher Nick. At the beginning of the season, he said he sent me a picture of a Pokemon. He said I caught this, and I'd like to give it to you if you can manage to find a way to make it fit on your team.
Oh boy.
And I reached out to him eagerly and was like, hey, I think I've found a way. So we connected and I went on a little bit of a side quest and I went on into a new app to us, Joshua, called Pokemon Home.
Yeah, I have it.
And while I was there, I met a couple of characters I'd like to talk about. First of all, there's one called, what's his name? Grand Wizard Oak or something like that? It's not Grand Wizard.
I don't think it's Grand Wizard.
Grand Oak.
Yeah, it's this Grand Oak, the cyberpunk oak.
I would like to talk about Grand Oak.
Do we know if Grand Oak is like alternate dimension timeline Professor Oak, or is it like the original Professor Oak, but he was like...
I think he's the original Professor Oak.
Frozen.
I think he's found some way to like... Yeah, live like an eternally long life because he's got...
That's what I would like to think.
He's got the normal... Well, and he's got, like, Cyclops powers now, too. because he's sort of wearing this like Cyclops crazy stars. Like quartz crystal visor, like Cyclops yeah. from the X-Men.
I think he looks cool.
Yeah, and then he's sort of got Dog the Bounty Hunter hair,
popped collar,
kind of a mullet. His normal like business in the front, but then it's sort of like
hip lab coat,
long
yeah.
over his shoulders. Yeah, his collar's popped. That looks great. But he is okay. So we like him.
I think so.
He introduces me to his friend Pokey Kid or Pokey Boy. Do you like Pokeboy?
I don't really know about Pokeboy.
They've sort of like broken the fourth wall with Pokeboy because he's not like a human character like Grand Oak. He's not someone we can connect with. He's like it should be a Rotom.
Well, it's kind of like the paperclip in Microsoft
yes.
Word is
that's
what
its function.
Like.
Yeah.
Or Bonsai Buddy. Like
mm-hmm.
it lives in the computer.
Pokemon Home and helps you navigate it, but never explains yeah. to you that there is a crucial mobile app where you have to add friends, like your friend Bugcatcher Nick. Yeah, I think Pokeboy sort of shatters the illusion for me. Grand Oak, I can get
yeah.
on board with.
This Pokeboy rubs me the wrong way, and Grand Oak rubs me the right way. Did you tie up this one side quest that's in Bologna?
What? No.
With the old man?
Oh, yeah, the old man. Yeah.
That was, like, very sad.
Remind me what the resolution was. We've been holding on to this. What
we
was it?
We picked up a letter.
Oh, yeah.
From... So I think it was like a granddaughter. It's someone in the family of this other person, Paula, that we learn about. And we were supposed to deliver the letter to an old man who lives in Bologna. And you find him in this house. I think it's like the second house on the left.
Yeah.
You give it to him. And he says, Paula was the name of a girl I spent all my time playing with when I was a young lad.
Gross.
She fell ill.
TMI. Am I right?
Didn't tell me, though. She kept it a secret, just how sick she was. We ended up having a great row about it. Then I moved away not long after that fight.
And she died, presumably.
I never met her again after the day I left.
Oh, but wait.
Oh, I think it was Paula. I think yeah. it was that she lived this whole time.
Yeah, she lived.
And they could have been
spending their whole lives together. Oh, but they could have been together. Oh, Jesus. That's crushing.
Yeah, I think it was Paula. Yeah.
Well,
it's like that movie Past Lives that's out right now. That's pretty devastating, that one.
Maybe she can do what Captain America did and like go back in time. Spoiler alerts for a movie that's like 5 years old at this point.
Why would Paula just be able to do Captain America powers suddenly?
Why was Captain America allowed to do it?
Wouldn't she have just done it instead of sending this letter? She'd just do it.
I don't know. She doesn't have like the cosmic cube or whatever, Josh.
All right. Well, that's the only thing that happens in this town.
Let's go into level check because we have to go into the gym because it's the only real thing of note other than this sad story Josh brought up to really bring down our podcast.
I just like highlighting. It was like that one like town in X and Y, I think, where you can see on like the train station. There's like somebody wrote on the wall some long old history. I don't know. I like when you can find these little characters
world
who
building.
Have some sad
yeah.
Or interesting like life story. If you can't handle the emotional spectrum, Tanner, then,
hey,
you know.
I can.
Just
choose not to.
Get out of here.
Drew England, let me explain this trade I had to do with Bugcatcher Nick in a moment.
Wait. Level check.
Let me do my whole team first. Clamshack, Crawdaunt, level 41. How about them apples? Appleton, level 41. Big Blue Bug, Orbeetle, level 41. Big Insurance, Greedent, level 41. New Hampshire Antique Alley, Poltegeist, level 41. Uh-huh. And welcome to the team, Joshua.
Please tell me.
I guess I'm not allowed to name it because it was traded and Bugcatcher Nick didn't name it.
But it's for what's? Oh, Vermont.
Oh, yeah. Let me go back here and do Clamshack.
So what are you
going to
call it?
Maine,
the French?
Massachusetts. Literally the hardest word in the world to spell. You ever spelled it right? No one ever
Wait,
has?
Let me see if I can do it. Massachusetts.
No idea. I don't know how to spell it. And then Vermont, representing the great state of Vermont. Let's see what we want to call it. Something about like trapping and fur... Like, do we want to call it furrier?
Furrier affinity.
Furrier affinity is probably really right. actually. Even though its real
the
name
question
is just...
are we going to want to look it up on furrieraffinity.net?
Welcome to the team representing the great state of Vermont. Thank you, hat tip to Bugcatcher Nick. Furrier Affinity, shiny low punny,
oh,
level 45.
Wow. That name is right. And that Pokemon is right. And this is your second, third time?
Well, you know,
I think you are developing an actual fetish for Lopunny.
The problem with Vermont is, like, I found the perfect Pokemon, right? Which was Vanillux, being Ben and Jerry's.
Well, and as I have insisted, Miltank would work.
But the problem with Vanillux is I've run it before, and it's from a past generation. So I wanted to find something, like, new to replace Vanillux.
And how is Lopunny new?
Shiny.
Okay. Okay. I got you pretty quick on that one. Wow, did we know that there was a Mega Lopunny? How did we never mess with that? Did you mess with that? I don't even remember.
Yeah, sure. She has like ripped up tights on her or something like that, right?
And like really long.
She becomes like a fly girl. Yeah.
Yeah. I never got to see it. I don't think you used it against me, so I didn't remember that.
That was for private reserve.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god, the shiny version is pink.
Yeah, it's cute. Miles was watching me play back when it was, god, it's so, the reason it's level 45 is because I was trying to get it to friendship level forever. But Miles saw the pink Lopunny, or the pink Buneary, and was like, oh, I love that Pokemon. I was like, I do too, kid. Like father, like son.
I'm on the sprites section on Bulbapedia for Lopunny, and it specifically did not load the Sword and Shield sprites. And if I click on, it's got a little link that just says 400px, so like 400 pixels. And if I click on it, it says login required.
That's for the private reserve.
That's how sexy it is?
That's for the private reserve.
They don't even on a public entity like Bulbapedia, you can't see it.
Yeah, they'd have to age gate the site if they let you see it. So welcome to the team, obviously representing Vermont's historic past of trapping
and rabbits,
furriers from the great country of France. Furrier Affinity, shiny Lopunny, level 45.
Now that's making me think Smith really does need to get a furrier in here, compete with not just Chairman Rose, but you too.
Drew England, yeah.
Yeah, except then I'd have to run that god-awful fox.
Speaking of, who you got?
I've got Darby, Colossal, level 41. Uh-huh. Cubit, Girder, level 40. Which, by the way, I totally blanked. That is a trade evolution because it mimics the Machamp line.
Well, let's
so
do
we're
it before
do that
before
battle. The battle. And then Siemens, the Weezing, level 42.
Funny.
I'm just trying to keep moving. And then Shillabeer, move right past that one. Mudsdale, level 41. Mm-hmm. Sir Peel is finally a Corviknight, level 40.
He's back. The one that makes the most sense.
I mean, I had to get it to Corviknight.
Brother.
You'll notice I got rid of Inteleon, which, first of all,
makes
was an
more
arms
sense
dealer,
than a knight
and then
bird.
It's our private security.
Uh-huh.
I had to get it to Corviknight, but I actually think, and I'm going to get to the next one, which will really round it out. I
have a shiny Lopunny. I guess I can't complain.
Yeah, you already got caught up and you're trying to have a new Pokemon thing, and then you bring in that. But I am really trying. I actually do think that if you look at this team, I guess you can construct an argument Corviknight's the weakest one, but I think the other five do fit in the wealthy industrialist thing really well.
Yeah, I think so too.
And especially, we've still got P.T. Barnum here, and P.T. Barnum is a Mr. Rhyme, level 43, and I hate to say it, but Mr. Rhyme is Joshy's sweetie.
Let me go look at a picture of this thing. Because it's not that I don't believe you, but it's just
a delight.
Like, maybe I haven't gotten a good... Yeah, it looks great.
It's
what's
a delight.
Like?
Look at the sprites,
you think
too.
That's egg in its belly?
It's a fucking delight. I don't really like thinking about the belly area, but like... It's the comedian Pokemon. It like
tap
dances around.
He's little Charlie Chaplin.
It's got this stupid cane and like a dumb look on its face. I think Mr. Mime is Mr. Mime.
It's got a little ice wand too. Sometimes he like whips it up as like a little wand. It looks like his little cane.
That would be nice actually if it did that.
Is he a good Pokemon?
Yeah, Charlie Chaplin, obviously. The iconic tramp character is what it's based on. I think so. The moveset is still pretty bad, but look at the stats. The stat spread's pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't know why I still don't get to have, like, a good psychic move. Like, I think I'm going to have to do some work with the moveset, and maybe that will just come into play. Oh, learn psychic at level 48. Okay. I think it's getting there, and I just honestly think... it's a surprising delight, and I think that it fits in really well with this team theme. And I think I accidentally, because this is the Sirfetch'd trade, I think, right? That is how I ended up with the Mr. Mime.
I hated a Galarian Mr. Mime in a den.
I hated that Galarian Mr. Mime, but I think Mr. Rhyme is good, and I think I might be running with it till the end now.
All right, I like it.
Yeah.
The gym. Welcome to Balin Leia.
Opal's Den.
Bologna. Opal's Den. Sounds like somewhere you'd go to get, like, drugs.
Yeah, that's the joke. Can we, before we get to her, can we talk about the ball guy who's here?
Oh, God, this fucking ball guy. Bologna Gym. Such a fucking pervert. God, I hate the ball guy. I can't believe any of you are ball guy defenders. He's like a predator.
I'm still trying to remain neutral, but every week I get more and more in the negative column as well.
He's this such a creep.
Unprompted says, is love in the air or See? Is it just this Pokeball?
See?
Is love in the air? Don't, what? Don't Leave say that alone. To me, freak.
Creep. Yeah.
He gives you a love ball and the love ball itself, that's canceled.
Yeah.
Love a Pokeball that works best when catching a Pokemon that is of the opposite gender of your Pokemon?
Yeah. Gender's a construct, idiot.
Hello?
Get out of here.
Here comes the mob.
Joshua
canceled love ball and ball guy.
Kind of a fun challenge this week, gym challenge. It's like we're on
it's another one of these,
it's like an audition
quiz show. Yeah,
no, it's
yeah,
sort of like it's, an audition, it's like that's right. America's Got Talent, you know. We go out and we do a battle to try to impress Opal and do a few battles actually.
Oh yeah, she's looking for her successor.
She's looking for her successor, exactly. She's old.
She's old as hell. I don't even know how she beat us here based on how quickly she walks around and that she started in Hammerlock.
Oh, yeah. Well, she gets young men to kind of tote her around. We discover afterwards. Oh, maybe you didn't leave the gym.
Oh, no.
She has you audition by doing battles and answer questions mid-battle, sort of like gauntlet style. You know, you got to like, you're in the middle of a battle and it's like rapid fire question, quick one. Like,
yeah,
blah.
So you can't be slamming A because you might get it wrong. And then if you get it wrong, then your speed
you
or a random stat
gets
lowered. And if you get it right, you get an increase. Maybe it's attack. This is clever. This is one of the more clever gym mechanics kind of in general.
I liked actually. It. It was really fun. And the questions at first were like, I don't know, kind of interesting. They were like trivia, right?
Yeah.
But then you work your way through all the, you know, the fairy type trainers. And you go up against Opal herself. And she asks you nonsense questions. She's Mayor Cheat. She is Mayor Cheat.
She's Mayor Cheat this episode, yeah.
She asks you nonsense questions that you couldn't know the answer to, and then penalizes you when you don't know the answer. Like, what's the one you had in here?
Well, this was some random... Everyone was on the level for the most part, except for Opal herself, and then one of her underlings was some girly. I can't remember. I think it's the one who has, like, the...
No, this was Opal who said the thing about omelets.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, so all of her underlings are on the level then, and
she's
the
she
one
she throws
who's
you the curveballs. Yeah, she's Mayor Cheat.
She asks, like, oh, what's her favorite thing to have for breakfast? Curry or omelets? And then I said curry.
I said curry, too, because I think she's being a little imp, you know? A trickster.
Yeah, I thought, like, no, omelets, you'd think this old woman, like, that's all she can, her fragile stomach can handle.
Yeah, but she's brassy.
And then she goes, oh, well, I suppose you had no way of knowing that. It's like, well,
penalized.
It's a totally arbitrary question. If we're doing trivia, then it should be based in facts. And how was I supposed to know that?
Yeah, facts don't care about your feelings. And then later,
and I bet if you say omelets, it's wrong too.
Later on, when she asks if you think she's 16 or 88, like, fool me once, shame on me. So I said 88, like, just going straight down the middle, you know?
Yeah.
And she says, that's right, but it's rude to, like, say it so directly. And penalizes you.
Oh, well, and let me tell you this. I said 16 because I was trying to be a simp and like pandered to her after that.
Yeah.
And then she said,
that sounds like you.
She said something along those lines, but the opposite, which is basically like, that's very flattering, but obviously that's not true. And then you get penalized anyway.
Wow, what a fucking
You can't
cheat.
Compliment her. You can't be real.
This is what it takes, Pokemon. Cheat. I'll tell you this. Drew England struggled. We almost didn't make it, boys.
Oh, she was the toughest gym leader so far, definitely.
She crushed me. Like, I was trying to keep Baneri alive and happy. I obviously didn't want Baneri to die. And I wanted Baneri to get a lot of experience. Because it was holding Soothe Bell, you know?
Right.
I was doing everything to get this thing to evolve. So it was a real juggling act, like trying to keep Baneri alive, bringing in all my Pokemon who, for some reason, were all super weak to all of her moves. For some reason.
Well, she's got a great team because she's got a... I'm trying to figure this out. She's definitely got Weezing, Galarian Weezing. So that already threw a wrench into my plan because I was using Galarian Weezing on the rest of them. The underlings because of the poison weakness. Right. But she opens with that, so then I'm in trouble. And then she's got Mawile, and that's trouble because it's steel also. And then Togekiss was actually pretty easy, but then what's all creamy? Tough just because I don't have... I did bring Weezing back out, but I don't have any electric moves still, which is a big problem, and I don't really know how to solve that problem.
I know, I'm just like... She
has
some
good,
of these...
good combos.
I love my team. I don't think I have any duds. Poltegeist can't take a hit. I mean, it's a little baby ghost in a teapot, for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
Like, what do you expect? You know who really, like, saved the day this week? Great state of Connecticut, once again.
Big insurance Greedon. Saved the day?
Because he can just, like, shoulder a hit. You know, he's got, like, a million hit points. And when you're stockpiling, you're, like, rapidly increasing your defense and special defense every turn.
Yeah.
So it's like, he becomes unstoppable. And then you just barf. Purge.
Yeah.
And it's almost always a one hit.
Well, I'm glad that Big Insurance... I love to hear that you're a big
really
fan
come
of big
around.
Insurance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone's an insurance person around here.
Like a good neighbor, Greedent is here.
She gives you Sweet Kiss, a move that devastated me throughout the fight.
Yeah, Sweet Kiss was great.
Expected immediately to be able to train it to Lopunny. Can't learn it.
Oh, yeah. Weezing can't learn Sweet Kiss.
Well,
despite being a fairy type.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of weird.
They don't let Weezing give a Sweet Kiss.
It seems like a good move. It's pretty devastating to my team. Joshua, let's go battle these boys. All right, we're going to go try to... So we know how to do this now.
Yeah, we know how to do this. We've seen all the haters who were like, oh, these old men couldn't figure out Y-com. Because Y is in the name, so of course it's the Y button. Once again, I will get on the soapbox and say it is a total... Even if we could have figured out Y-com was the Y button sooner, it is totally ridiculous and awful UX design that you put VS, the big button, on the middle of the main menu. And that is where we are used to being able to battle people. And suddenly we have to go to this other button that's like not obvious. So even with all of that, I still am not going to apologize for just being an old man.
All right, let's...
That one's too far.
Let's connect.
Oh, we got to link trade first.
Yeah. I'll send Lopunny your way just so you can take a look. Pretty great.
I'd like to take a look.
I don't know why it takes so long for it to match us up if we're both sitting and, like, staring at a searching screen.
Yeah, is it... You entered it?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like, there's just no way that this is good.
Like, we're sitting on the phone together, punched in the same code at the same time, are both, like, locked infinitely searching for one another.
I mean, I'm literally going to go pour more wine if it's just sitting here.
All right. It was my fault. It was my fault. No, I'll admit it now. It was my fault. And I didn't.
You weren't connected to the internet? The meme is right.
It was honestly like 20 minutes, you guys. I wasn't connected to the internet the entire time. We're trying new codes.
You know, Tanner's really having an off week. Oh, yes. Finally. Oh, my God.
Let me just give you a taste.
Oh, yeah. I might have to just keep it.
No, that's my special
Oh man, that's
special gal.
Hostile takeover by Smith for your furrier business.
What an unequal trade that would be. This monster. It's Frankenstein you sent me. Did we talk about what Conkeldurr's Gigantamax would be?
It should be like two big steel beams, like it's building the foundation of like a skyscraper.
It should be two like Big Bens.
Yeah.
Link battle.
Oh, so Conkeldurr mixes concrete. So those are concrete columns, I guess. All right. That's not what Drew England looks like at all. You gotta change your
icon. I don't know how to do it. I thought I did change my icon. All right, we're in, baby. No restrictions. If he dies, he dies.
What is that from? You've quoted that at least twice this season now.
Rocky 3.
Jesus. Oh, no. Corviknight is attracted to Lopunny.
Who isn't?
Now you're flattering me, too? Oh, come on.
It's a big hit. God, I don't have anything to deal with that fucking thing, do I? Are ghosts afraid of birds, or are ghosts strong against birds? Because I know it's one or the other.
They're not strong against birds.
I thought ghosts and birds were somehow incompatible in Pokemon.
No. Although, why is there no flying ghost type? That seems insane. No, it's Drifbloom. Guess what I have now?
Oh, wow.
Stealth Rock.
I don't plan on trading out again.
Colossal versus Greedent, we should have said. He's sucking them down. He's stockpiling.
He's stockpiling, baby. I don't know what it's going to do to this big fucking rock.
Whoa, are you kidding me?
I know, man. Once it gets its like defense up, this thing's fucking hoss.
Wait,
boss.
What am I going to do? God, big insurance is too big to fail. Wait, what? I hate this thing. That's how this is going.
I swallowed my three stockpiles and returned to full health.
I don't have time for this shit.
No, I can't do a fighting type.
I was trying to make it interesting, but now if you're just gonna be
maybe I can shoulder it. I've already gotten one stockpile. Let's make this fucking interesting. Maybe I can just take the hit.
Here comes
Kong. Maybe big insurance can just fucking do it.
Oh my
God. He's unstoppable! It barely did anything.
This is demented, what I'm seeing. Oh my God.
Almost one-hitted you.
You took me down to 16 hit points, and I had three bulk ups.
Now here's the thing. Am I going to survive after three bulk ups? This low kick. Oh yeah, no problem. Still in the green.
What the hell?
He's stockpiling, baby.
Mudsdale's out.
PP's an issue. Not going to lie.
You're weak. Earthquake will do it. Yes.
Oh, one-hitted.
Greedent's out.
Running out of Pokemon.
Ouch. Those stones really hurt. Big blue bug. Oh, energy ball.
Energy ball really hurt. Shilly beer.
Colossal's back out. Although it is 3-4. You're not getting creamed.
Wow, Psychic doesn't do anything to that big dumb rock.
There's not enough brain cells for you to damage. There goes Orbeetle.
Orbeetle's out. I'm like running out of Pokemon.
Oh, Apple. Because
this one's plant type.
What a sweetie. That's going to be a big problem. Oh, but it's Dragon too, so I'm not going to be super effective. Oh, you're Dynamaxing?
He's popping it. You want to see that big Apple Dragon.
Yeah, that's nice.
Even though its eyes are on its underside of its ears.
Oh, that's confusing. How does that work?
I don't like to think about it.
Colossal goes down. Here he comes.
Ice type. Okay.
Here comes the circus.
Oh, he's making him big.
Yeah, let's see this.
He's huge.
Welcome to the freak show.
Oh, his eyes on his belly.
Oh, I don't like that.
Yeah, that's a disturbing too. Maybe those are his real eyes. Oh no. The thing on his belly is his nose.
They all move though. Oh wow.
That crushed. That
Max
just crushed Appleton.
Hailstorm or whatever the hell that was. Just
absolutely
devastated.
Crushed Appleton. Like a huge glacier of ice fell out of heaven and killed him.
And I'm just tap dancing. I think it's going to be curtains for Lopunny anyway. No, no, no. You cannot make Mr. Rhyme attracted to her.
and I'm attracted to a...
He's still got a Max Hailstorm out, though. He's not that attracted to her. He's toast.
All right.
Josh won. He still had like 3 mon on the team, 3 mon on the field. But Corviknight was a real issue for me. You tore through a bulk of my team with Corviknight.
Corviknight's on the chopping block, though, but that was a Joshy shutout. Sorry.
I tried to get you with some attracts and some, what's the other one? Flatter.
Flatter.
It worked.
Joshua, we should get out of here. This has been Experience Share. It's a Pokemon podcast. I've been your host, Tanner Greenring, a.k.a. Tanner Grimm. And I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Galarian Ponytosh. Please do rate and review the show everywhere that you rate and review podcasts, and do follow the show everywhere that you follow podcasts, and do follow us at expsharepod on Twitter and Instagram.
And check us out on the subreddit, reddit.com/r/bugcatchers, where you can compete for weekly level checks to ultimately become the trainer of the season, and you are going to battle us. Whatever our teams become, the icons of New England and the titans of industry. You can also buy some merch at expsharepod.com. And please do play the Rotom circuit. We'll just run back the same one. If everybody forgot to actually do that, we're doing it. And then next week we will issue a new one, because I think we need to unlock some new areas to make it interesting.
Yeah.
So run that one back. Try to beat my high score, 54,125.
I certainly will try to beat it.
We'll give you even more stickers.
All right, Joshua, bug catchers, goodbye. We will see you next week. Cheerio, chip chip.
Cheerio, Alola. Smell you later.